It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? Hi. You okay today? I was thinking about you as I came down the street. I thought, you and I are so interested in so many things. Just everything that we see and hear, we're interested in knowing about it. Even a zipper, even such a simple thing as a zipper. Here's a big one here. Maybe you'd like to see the front and the back of it. And see, all of these little things that go up the side are called teeth. And the thing that this part does is to make the teeth stay together. Now, put this in here, and let's watch these teeth go together up like this. See that? Let's do it once more. This goes into here. And this pulls up. That kind of locks them all together so that you pull it, doesn't come apart. This is something else. This is a picture from an X-ray camera. Yeah, I think maybe you could see this better if we put it in front of picture, picture. Let's ask picture, picture to give us a little light. Oh, picture, picture says hi today. Hi, picture, picture. Hi. Picture, picture, please show us just light. Good. Now I'll show you this. Now that came out of a big machine that's like a big camera. And what this is a picture inside somebody. It's a camera that takes a picture of the inside of a person. Mm-hmm. These are the ribs here. You can feel your ribs. Can you feel right there? Feel your ribs on each side? And this camera can look right back through, and that's your spinal cord back there. Can you feel your spinal cord? Clear back here is your spinal cord. You feel that long thing way in the back? A lot of bones there. Okay. Over in here is the heart. And sometimes, if you put your hand right here, you can feel your heart going boom, 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 like that. Can you? Well, this is a different kind of a camera from the ones we know. In fact, we could pretend that we're taking a picture of each other. I'll take one of you. Go.
Now, why don't you take a picture of me? Pretend. All right. But I'd like to show you the kind of camera that takes this kind of picture that can see inside. We'll ask Picture-Picture to show us. You know, one day, Picture-Picture, I went to a place and had this X-ray picture taken. Would you show us a film of that day? Mr. Tro and I went together that day. And the big camera was in that great big van there. And those gentlemen took down our names and addresses and told us what to do. Mr. Tro went first, and I read the signs while he was having his X-ray picture taken. And that's the man who takes the X-ray picture. And for that one, you just stand up in front of that machine, and the man just shows you how to stand. And then he turns some knobs, and that takes the picture. And that's all there is to it. For you. Thank you very much, Picture-Picture. You know what that says, don't you? You're welcome. Maybe you could just stand for just a minute the way that man asked me to stand, with your hands back here, and then curl your arms around like this. And that's all you feel when you're having an X-ray picture taken. That's all there is to it. Here, fish. I have some food here. We talk about important things, don't we? You like to be told different things, like what it's like to have an X-ray picture and things like that, don't you? I do. I like to be told when you're going away, when you're going to come back, and how long you will stay, how long you will stay. I like to be told, I like to be told, if it's going to hurt, if it's going to be hard, if it's not going to hurt. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps me to get ready for all those things, all those things that are new. I trust you more and more each time that I'm finding those things to be true, true. I like to be told, 'cause I'm trying to grow, and I'm trying to learn, and I'm trying to know. I like to be told, I like to be told. It helps us to grow, doesn't it, when people tell us about things that are going to happen and what they're like. neighborhood of make-believe. I found this little car over on the shelf, too. It just reminded me of something we were talking about. We're interested in the insides of things, aren't we? And how things work. In this little model, you can see the inside of the front, where the engine is. Inside of the back, where there's a place for the luggage. Inside here, where there's a place for the people. The things that make things work. But we can't always see the insides of things. No. For instance, when the king and queen are in their castle, somebody outside doesn't know what they're doing. We might imagine what they might be doing in there, but we don't really know. Mm-hmm. And here's the factory. When Corny's inside his factory, we don't always know what he's doing if we're outside. We can make believe, though. We can pretend we know what he's doing. We haven't seen Cornflake for a long time. We haven't pretended about him for a long time. Why don't we pretend that he and Lady Elaine Fairchild are together at the factory? And maybe Bob Dog could come along, too. Would you pretend with me? The neighborhood of make-believe at the factory.
That's right, and the wild animals will come to your factory and wreck all of your rockets here. You'll see, that's what's going to happen.
Well, I just can't believe that, Lady Elaine.
You'll see, and you'll be very sorry. And you will too, won't you, Bob Dog?
Will I what?
You will be sorry. You won't like the wild animals at the zoo.
Ooh, no, they scare me. There's no zoo here, is there?
Not yet, there isn't. But I know the secret that's at the castle. I know the secret. The king and queen are going to start a zoo. And there'll be wild animals, and they'll get after you. Mm. And they'll come into your cage.
And now look, Lady Elaine, look here. You're not sure of this, so you shouldn't talk like that. You're scaring Bob Dog. I think we'd better ask King Friday himself.
All right, you'll see.
We're going to the castle?
That's one way to find out, Bob Dog.
There are no animals there, are there? Are they there already?
I haven't seen any, no.
Maybe they're keeping them inside the castle. Ooh, 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 ooh. And they might come out and jump at you. Mm-hmm.
Come along, Lady Elaine. No more talk. Just come along and we'll find out.
All right. To the castle, then. Come along, Bobby Doggy. I still don't think this will do any good.
Now, come along, Bob Dog.
Oh. Here he comes. Assembled guests, I presume?
Correct, yes, as always, Lord. Your Majesty.
Friday.
And what is the reason for this assembly?
We want to know, King Friday, if the secret is a zoo with wild animals that will scare everybody and eat up my rockets.
A zoo? Whatever gave you that idea?
I gave it to him, Friday, because I know that's what the secret is. Wild animals everywhere scaring everybody.
That is not the secret. It has nothing to do with wild animals.
I don't believe you.
Fairchild.
I'm going to read your mind, that's what I'll do.
Why, Fairchild, I've never heard of such a thing.
Come closer.
I've never seen such foolishness here.
I'm looking into your eye and into your mind.
This is most irregular.
Well, I've never tried it before.
You can't see inside somebody's head, Lady Elaine.
Well, X-ray pictures do.
But nothing can see what people are thinking.
Well, I still think it's a zoo. I'm just convinced of it.
Oh, you scared me, Lady Aberlin.
Now, what are you doing, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, I was just getting one of the rooms cleaned out.
You see? You are getting ready for the zoo. I knew it. You're getting ready for the zoo.
The zoo?
Yes, that's the secret. I know it's a secret. You're going to have a zoo here.
Oh, no, Lady Elaine. Mm-hmm. No.
Yes,
no,
that's what you're...
zoo. At the castle.
You're cleaning out a room for a zoo. I know that. I'll try to read your mind. Come on, bend down here. I'll read it. Come along. Yes, I want to look into your head there. Mm-hmm.
Can you see what I'm thinking?
I see a lot of hair here.
Oh, Lady Elaine, perhaps you'd like a magnifying glass.
Magnifying glass. That should help.
With me.
That should help me do it.
You would be able to...
Yes, thank you. That should help me read your mind. Mm-hmm.
Can you see what I'm thinking now?
Mm. Well, the hair's there still, but it's bigger.
Are they?
Big hairs.
Do you know what I'm thinking, Lady Elaine?
What?
I'll tell you.
What?
No one can read anyone else's mind.
Well... I was just sure that I could, and I'd find out the secret.
Well, you can't really, Lady Elaine. You know why?
Why?
Because magnifying glasses just make things look bigger.
Oh.
For example, if I were to look at your hair...
Yes?
That's what I would see. I would not see the thoughts in your head at all. I'd just see big hairs.
You can't tell what I'm thinking?
Not at all.
Not even by looking in my eyes?
No.
Oh.
I haven't a clue. Unless you tell me what you're thinking. Look, Corny.
Yes?
Let me see your hand.
Yes? Oh, my. Does make my fingers look big, doesn't it?
Doesn't it?
But you can't see what's in them, can you?
No, I can't, Corny. Look, Bob Dog. Here. You can see the inside of his ear and all this nice big fur outside. But I can't see what he's thinking at all.
Oh, well, that's the way it is, I guess.
Really,
over
that's
things
the way
like that.
Well, when are you going to tell us the secret, King Friday?
On Monday, I shall announce it to the world.
Monday, says. What about the Queen? Does she have anything to do with it?
Yes, she does, Fairchild.
Where is she?
She's resting.
She's probably tired from picking out all those wild animals.
You have my word, Fairchild, it will not be a zoo.
I'll believe it when I don't see it. Toot toot to all of you, it's a zoo.
Toot toot, Lady Elaine. Oh,
Fairchild, thinking that we're going to set up a zoo here.
Imagine. Bob Dog, would you like to come for a walk with me?
No wild animals?
No wild animals.
The meeting is adjourned, Mr. Fisher.
Goodbye, Uncle Friday.
Thank you, King Friday.
Lady Elaine was trying to look into other people's heads and see what they were thinking. Nobody can know what other people are thinking. Now, not even an X-ray camera could know what your thoughts are. Now, come close to my eyes. Just look as closely as you can. You can't see what I'm thinking, can you? You can just see my eyes. Sometimes, though, you know how I feel.
don't you? Even if my face doesn't show it, and my mouth doesn't say it. Sometimes my fist will show it, or my feet will stomp it if I feel angry. And children have sad feelings and happy feelings inside, and angry feelings too. And I know that, and I understand that. And I often wonder what you do when you feel mad. What do you do with the mad that you feel when you feel so mad you could bite? When the whole wide world seems oh so wrong, and nothing you do seems very right, what do you do? Do you punch a bag? Do you pound some clay or some dough? Do you round up friends for a game of tag? Or see how fast you go? It's great to be able to stop when you've planned a thing that's wrong, and be able to do something else instead, and think, this song. I can stop when I want to, can stop when I wish, can stop, stop, stop anytime. And what a good feeling to feel like this, and know that the feeling is really mine. Know that there's something deep inside that helps us become what we can. For a girl can be someday a lady, and a boy can be someday a man. Exactly. That's how you grow. These things really help us to make believe, don't they? There's the back doorbell. Let's see who it is. Why, it's Mr. Trout, the man who made those models. Bob, how are you? Come in.
Roger's fine.
Just talking about the models that you made for us. They really help us to make believe.
Thank you.
What do you have?
I have a surprise.
That is Bob Dog, isn't it?
Oh, is that beautiful? How did you make him?
Well, we made a clay model, then we made a mold, then we cast him out of plaster.
And then you painted him, huh?
Painted him.
Mm-hmm. There's his...
Sometimes he doesn't hold on to it too well.
There's his cage. Mm-hmm. When he feels frightened, afraid that he might do something bad, he puts that on, doesn't he?
Yes.
Oh, my, he's beautifully made. You like to work with your hands, don't you?
I do indeed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I like to pretend that you're Bob Dog every once in a while in the neighborhood of make-believe. And I wondered if you would show us how you bark for him.
Sure. What kind of a bark would you like, Mr. Rogers?
Oh, a pleasant kind of bark.
Happy bark.
Ooh. Okay. Roar! Roar, roar, roar! Could you do that? Could you do that? How do you do?
You can jump a little bit.
Sometimes he howls too.
Yeah, he goes. Howl!
Oh, I like Bob Dog. And I like this model of him, too.
Thank you.
You know, I was thinking about the day that we had our x-rays taken together.
That reminds me. I just got my card back.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
It says, congratulations.
Your chest x-ray shows no sign of TB. Mm-hmm. Means you have healthy insides. Huh?
Yes. The picture came out. Oh, that reminds me. I have to go. I have to pick up some pictures at the drugstore.
Oh. Excuse me. Thank you for our model of Bob Doc.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye. There's a special man, isn't it? Mr. Trow. Always helping us to make believe. Oh, my, I have to run. Take this back to the people from whom I borrowed it. Why don't we pretend on Monday that we find out what that secret is at the castle, okay? And I'll be thinking about you tomorrow. Tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a song. Or two, one, two. Tomorrow, tomorrow. We'll start the day tomorrow with a smile for you. Till then, I hope you're feeling happy. Till then, I hope your day is snappy. Tomorrow, tomorrow, it soon will be tomorrow and be our day. We will say a very happy tomorrow to you. You always make each day and each week a special one for me by just your being you. Mm-hmm. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.
Production funds for this television visit were provided by a grant from the Sears Roebuck Foundation and a children's program fund established by NET affiliated stations. Thank you.